Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680, before the Giants game, joined by the Gold Glove shortstop of the San Francisco Giants, that's Brandon Crawford. Spring training for you is a little bit advanced because you will be going to the WBC, so I definitely wanted to catch up with you. How is this spring different from other springs for you?
I'm just building up my innings a little bit quicker, playing in back-to-back games sooner than I usually do. Boach actually handed me a schedule before game started and told me, he said, hey, just tell me what you need to get ready. Yeah, it's the first time that ever happened. It was kind of nice. Felt like I made it, finally. But, yeah, just building up my innings so that I can play nine innings here only a couple weeks here into spring, and then just playing back-to-back because I know some of our games with the WBC will be back-to-back.
Did you talk to anybody who has been through the WBC to talk about how to ramp up and how to get ready and how it may affect the season?
Not really so much about that, just more how much they enjoyed it and how much fun it was just playing for Team USA and representing your country and just playing with all those good players and just the experience that they had. I haven't talked to them so much about preparing for it, but everybody I've talked to has had a good time, so I'm looking forward to it.
Brandon Crawford with us. Have you ever played on a USA team before? I don't know if you've done that in your life.
I have. After my freshman year in college at UCLA, I was able to play on the USA team there, the collegiate USA team. We actually won the gold down in Cuba.
Really? Ah, so you've been to Cuba. I went to Cuba this winter. What did you think?
It was different. This was in, 2006.
Okay.
So, not many Americans were able to go down there, so it was different in that it was almost like everything was stuck in the like 60s or 70s. The cars were all old, it was different, but we had a lot of fun.
Did you play in the big stadium in Havana?
Yeah, that's where the championship game was. We played a couple different games before the championship round at other stadiums, but yeah, the championship, I think the semifinals were both in the big stadium.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to you just a minute or two more about it because I did go and I did see a few games in Cuba. The fans never stop screaming, and the music, it's really amazing, I thought.
Unfortunately, we were in a different bracket as Cuba, and they actually got knocked out in the semifinals, so we never actually played them, but I did hear that when Cuba was playing, it was like that, and being in the Dominican in 2008, I was able to go to a couple winter ball games, and it's the same way. There's dancing and singing and all that while the game's going on. It's not just in between innings. It's the whole time.
Yeah, and I went to a semifinal game of their National Series, and they have dynamic pricing there. So the tickets were 17 cents instead of 14 cents.
Wow, yeah, that's a little different than out here.
I told it to Russ Stanley. He got very nervous when I said that to the VP of tickets for the Giants. All right, Brandon Crawford with us. Always a pleasure to catch up with him. So I take it was not a hard decision for you to get behind the WBC. You seem pretty excited about it, and I don't blame you.
I was definitely excited when I was asked, and it was something that I wanted to do, but I wanted to make sure that my body felt like it was going to be able to be able to play in it, because the last couple years I had started spring a little bit late with just kind of saving my arm a little bit for the season and taking it easy the first couple weeks of spring. So I actually threw a little bit in December just to see how it felt, because the last couple years, honestly, it didn't feel great in December. I feel like it's probably like that for most guys, but I actually felt fine. So I accepted, and I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Ah, very good. Well, we'll follow it for sure. And, of course, you're going with Buster. And Johnny Cueto, who knows? He's still got some issues with his dad and the visa, so maybe just you two guys going. Well, you had a great winter, and the fans, at least on my show, haven't heard about the safari. What a time.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah, it was something that Jalen, my wife, had wanted to do ever since her sister and her husband went down there for their honeymoon, and they brought back a bunch of cool pictures, and Jalen got all excited, and she wanted to do it sometime, so she decided this off season was one where we were going to do it, and made all the plans. almost a year in advance. And I went along with it just because it was something she wanted to do. It was never on the top of my list, but definitely after going, it was one of the best vacations I've been on.
Yeah, speaking of a safari that Brandon and the family went on this winter, the most unusual thing you saw there, what would that be if you had one image and you say, boy, that was something? The hippos?
the rhinos. They were, it was very National Geographic. Yeah. They were trying to make another rhino. Our guide has been a guide for 13 years and goes out, I mean, almost every day and had never seen that before. So that was definitely different. It was definitely an experience.
Oh, great. Look, it's an amazing thing to do. For me, I like color TV and air conditioning, at night. What were the accommodations like?
They were nice. I mean, we're in Africa, so, I mean, it's not a five-star hotel or anything like that, but there were five cabins in the whole resort. And so we actually had five couples in total. So we had the whole place to ourselves pretty much. And they had good. They had made food for you every night or for every meal, which was pretty good food. And I mean, the accommodations were nice. I mean, they were in a nice little cabin in the middle of South Africa.
It's great. I think it's great. And I take it you do it again.
Jalen wants to do it again next year. I told her maybe slow down with that, but it would be fun when the kids get older, I think, to go again.
All right. Pleasure having you on. All right. WBC coming up. I know you're excited. Good winter. What about this team coming back this year? You know, you guys are a little older now. You're heading into your prime, as I like to say. And I see a little bit of a difference with you and Buster Crawford. You're Crawford, but Belt and people like that. You know, it's kind of a different year for you.
Yeah, in a way. I mean, I feel like, yeah, we all have more experience and we all are definitely comfortable in the big leagues. We have, at least five, six years under our belt now. And it's the same, though, in that we have a lot of the same guys. So that, I think that's kind of nice. We all know each other. We've all played with each other for a long time now. And then just adding a couple pieces that we needed over the off season with Melanson, obviously, with the shutdown closer. And, we got Nick Hundley, who's a great backup. I mean, he's been a good starter for a number of years and will be a great backup for us for Buster. And I think with another year of experience under our belt with the bullpen, I think we could look really good this year.
Yeah, I think so. In the timeline of baseball, you know, you look at the ages and the careers, you're in a good timeline of baseball now. I think the prime, we've yet to see the best.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like for me personally, I've gotten better every year for the most part. So hopefully I can do that again.
All right. Appreciate having you on. I know you've got a lot to do, and I can't wait to see you in the WBC, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm glad that you chose to do it. And I think this is going to be a good year. I really do. And, you know, I'll leave you with this thought. 57-33 and 32-40. So the 57-33 is in there somewhere, and what I see this spring is more of that than the 32-40, and that's the point.
Yeah, I think so. I think we're all looking forward to the season. So.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Brandon.
All right, thanks for having me on.
All right, what a pleasure. More coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.